And the background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 556 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor, for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Yeah, it takes us to 11 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 62 degrees, and cloud cover here in central Minnesota. And we have our guests on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and say good morning to Mr. Adam Sandhurst and his dad, Ron. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. We're doing wonderful here at El Rancho Manana Campground in Richmond.
That's right. You said you guys were going to be camping this weekend, huh?
Yes, we have. Good morning to you guys.
All righty. Well, very good. And it's not raining, so at least that's a positive thing, huh?
Exactly.
Looking up.
Well, good. Well, our time is going to be a little short. Got a late start here. So let's start with you, Adam. Give the folks a little bit of history, where you're born and raised, of course, mom and dad and siblings, whoever you want to mention, and then how you got started in music. Let's hear what you have.
So I was born and raised in Fairmont, Minnesota, southern Minnesota there along I-90 and Highway 15, and started my first instrument was piano. Started that in about second grade and took that all the way till about seventh grade. In about fourth grade, Dad was teaching me trumpet, and I took up fifth grade. In fifth grade, I took up trumpet. And then growing up, we always, Mom and Dad were always involved with Vince's concertina band, my great uncle. They originated out of Fulda, Minnesota, and then he moved to New Ulm. And I always grew up going to his dances. My mom grew up in New Ulm, so I had old time on that side of the family with my grandpa, the Milbowers, and he had his own band, Boots and His Buddies. And through my grandpa, I'm related to the Wenigers and Donnie Klossner. And so I had a lot of old time music in my background. And in about the year 2000, we decided to start our own band, the Jolly Jammers, and my brother and I came up with that name and been playing ever since. So
very good, very good. And you're married, of course, and a family. Give credit to those folks.
Yeah, I am married to Lynn, and she was originally a Posh, so I got the Poshes. They're your backdoor neighbors over there, and I believe they're listening on the radio this morning, and they survived Neil McCoy out here last night in the weather that was fit for ducks. And and I should mention that I actually picked up concertina when I was about 13.
Okay.
And then when I, growing up, I have, I was the oldest in the family. I have a sister, Kimberly, who is married to Eric Mollick of Mollick's Fishermen. And then my brother, Brent, he's married with Megan. They have two kids. They're down in Kasota, Minnesota. He has his own contracting business, Sandhurst Interiors, that he runs down there. And Eric and Kim run a farm in northern Iowa and have three kids down there. So.
Okay. Wonderful. That's great. Well, then let's turn it over to Dad. Being it is Father's Day, we decided to do this team thing, father and son thing. So, Ron Sandhurst, Ron, tell us a little bit about your background and family and music business. What have you got for us?
Yes. Happy Father's Day to everybody. I grew up in Fulda, Minnesota, and like Adam said, that's where I got hooked up with my uncle. He brought a stack of music home from New Ulm that Walt Sigmund, if I don't know if anybody remembers Walt.
I do.
The original library for Vince's concertina band, and he brought it over and said, can you read this? And that's kind of where it got started, and it's still going. So, yeah, we recorded in, like, 1976 with Vince's concertina band. And Adam got the concertina going, and from there on it was a long ride. So, but, yeah, it's been a fun ride.
And your wife, part of the action, too, right, Ron?
That's correct. She's on reeds. In fact, I'm kind of proud to hear the last Duncan Fest the Jolly Jammers played, and I had Adam on my left-hand side, and Brent was behind me on drums, and my daughter Kimberly was on reeds, and Karen was also, my wife, was on reeds, and so we kind of had the whole family in the front row, which is really kind of awesome. So,
you bet, and on occasion, the grandkids jump up there and do some singing to you, huh?
Absolutely. We got to get them going, too, you know.
Yeah.
Got to keep this rolling, so, yeah.
And their names, the grandkids?
I'm sorry?
The grandkids, what are their names?
Oh, boy. We got eight of them.
Oh, okay.
So if I go down the line, I'll miss somebody.
Okay, but the ones that get up on stage with you?
Absolutely. Yep, we've got them singing.
Oh, okay. And that would be what, Olivia and Gavin?
Olivia and Gavin, and, well, we got Joey in there now, too.
Okay.
And
Josie and Maddie. And
Josie and Maddie and Colton.
And Abe and Charlotte.
Abe and Charlotte.
Oh, there you go. That's wonderful. So, all right. So, Ron, I'm not sure if I caught that, but your instrument in the band, you do more than one?
Yep.
Or?
Yep, trumpet and valve trombone is what I've been playing. Yep, and so, yeah, it's been a fun ride.
Okay.
So.
All right. And, Adam, back to you. I think I've had conversations with you where some of the bands will drop down to solo one-man band things or two-piece or three-piece, and I think you've told me that if you can't take the whole band out, you're not going to do a job, huh?
Yep, that is correct. I kind of made a rule from the get-go. We're not going to go smaller than two horns, so... We don't leave the house unless it's a six-piece band lined up. So
you bet. Usually and I admire you for that because a lot of times over the years people have gone out to see a different band or something, and here there's only one or two of them, but they're advertised as whatever the full band is. So you don't really know what you're getting until you get there. But in your case. Adam and the Jolly Jammers, as advertised, full band every time.
Yep, and I know, you know, over the years with the old-time crowd dwindling and, you know, places to play are dwindling, I know I sacrificed a lot of jobs that way. There's a lot of two- and three- and four-piece jobs that I could be doing, but I've always really enjoyed the horns, you know, being a horn player originally myself. I really am just I thrive on the harmonies and the horns. So
you
that's
bet.
What you've done.
You bet. And got to hear you a while back here. Sad occasion. It was Dale Damon's memorial service, but you took the stage there for your session playing concertina. And my jaw dropped down. It's like, holy cow, did this guy get good from the previous time I had heard you. So you take your concertina playing very serious.
Yeah, we do some recording dubbing in there. So
okay.
That's how you get all that filled out.
Oh, okay. Well, in this case, you were live that day. There was no dubbing going on. it was very good. So my hat's off to you. Boy, obviously you're practicing more than you're playing because not that many jobs, I suppose, especially during the winter months. So what does the future hold for the Jolly Jammers? Have you got a lot of work lined up?
Well, we, like I said, we started the band in 2000, and I you know, kind of had a vision. I'm like, if we could be going, you know, 10, 20 years or something like that, that'd be pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here we are, and it's 2025, so we've been going 25 years now. It doesn't feel like that long. And we're still playing. You know, it's not as much as we'd like, but, you know, with families and different activities and vacations, it ends up being enough. So we find enough
trouble to get ourselves into. So,
well,
and we got some gigs coming up. We're playing 4th of July Turner Hall in New Ulm. We're going to be playing an Oktoberfest in St. Augusta at the Legion there. We're going to be playing Oktoberfest at Waldman Brewery. We play down there every year. So it's definitely a lot more Oktoberfest, but we take what we can get. And like I said, we don't leave the house without all the horns. So we have a fun time doing it, too. We just got done playing Bandwagon here
okay.
June 2nd. So that's a little bit of a workout when you're not playing the jobs, and then all of a sudden, boom, you got to record 4 TV shows, but it worked out pretty good.
Well, that's great. That's very good. Well, guys, if I can ask you to take a break there, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market. We'll come back to you if that's all right.
Sounds great.
Okay, so the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages, reminding you to stop by each and every Friday and Saturday and patronize our fine local charitable organization who hosts the cookouts out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Organizations like the St. Joe Lions, the St. Joe Lady Y2K Lions, the Knights of Columbus, Sons of the Legions, and others, all volunteering their time and talent, cooking up those great entrees on the grill, hamburger patties, brats, hot dogs, and more, each organization in their own special way. All proceeds from these sales are usually returned right back to the community. Hats off to all of you for a job well done. This weekend on Friday and Saturday, it will be the St. Joe Knights of Columbus. Come out and enjoy a burger and a brat or a brat for a very reasonable fee. The St. Joe Meat Market cures and smokes pig ears, bones, now smokes beef liver jerky for the pet food treats. There are treats for all sizes of pets, everything from Little Muffy and Cece to Fido and Pluto. Pick up a special treat for your pet the next trip into the St. Joe Meat Market. Now, the brat of the week this week is another very popular brat. It's our smoked Hawaiian brats. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. As always, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. The St. Joe Meat Market open daily Monday through Friday, 6 to 6, and Saturday, 6 to 5, closed on Sunday. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjoesofmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. That's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Ron and Adam, for being our guests on the show, we've got a meat package put up, and we got that fixed up so you both can enjoy in that with your significant others and family around you. I know you've been here before. How's that worked out for you?
I absolutely love it, and we're just honored to be on it, and I'm glad we were able to do this father-son deal on Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. This is a real fun program.
Thank you for promoting us. Excuse me. Thank you for pushing the old-time music world. Thank you.
Well, appreciate it, and yeah, it's a passion I've had for a long time. Never got to sit behind the drums behind you guys, but I've been with a lot of bands, and it's always an honor, and I know all of the bands, they love their radio DJs, so it's a win-win situation.
No, and I got to say, and I'm not just sucking up here, Cy, but I got to say, out of all the meat markets in the area, St. Joe is pretty superior in my opinion. They have a lot of good stuff over there. Kind of partial with Bob and Kathy being back there, and they always get stuff from St. Joe Meat Market, so got a lot of good stuff there.
You get a steady diet of the St. Joe Meat Market then.
Yep, we do.
There you go. Well, good. Ron, let's talk with you just a bit. You've got to be awful proud to have the family like you do all around you playing and performing, and to have a son that can handle that concertina with the best of them. It's got to just make the buttons pop off your shirt, huh?
Yes, it does. I'm very proud. All the kids are twice the musicians I've ever been, and it's just fun to play alongside of them.
Absolutely. Just reminisce for a couple of minutes here. Some of the great ballrooms, some of the great venues you've played in your lifetime.
Oh, man, there's many. I bet thousands. A lot of them have burnt down already, you know, with time. Paulina Ballroom in Iowa was probably one of our favorites with Vince's concertina band.
Uh-huh.
But there's been many. We played out in Mitchell, South Dakota, and Come Back Home When the Sun's Coming Up. But we've been North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin. We've kind of did the circuit. But most of ours was in southwest Minnesota. We did a lot around, like I say, Paulina, Iowa, and George, Iowa, in that area, and Hartley, and quite a bit in South Dakota, Gary, South Dakota. But there's just a lot of ballrooms that are burned down and just gone out of business. But it's been a real good run.
You
it's
bet.
Real enjoyable.
Yeah, I think if you were to look back, say, 40, 50 years during your lifetime, and that was before Adam was born, you've probably never seen this day coming where you'd have a number one concertina player leading you and you playing for them, playing together in a band like this. Hard to imagine that time ago, huh?
No, I'm really tickled. I didn't think my kids would ever get to feel what it's like to be behind a bandstand and entertaining not just people but friends. They've all become, you know, friends wherever we went. There's always memories and whatnot. But I didn't think they'd ever get that experience, and I'm really glad that they could, because it's really a completely different world. So, yeah.
You bet. Awesome. And I can kind of... I know what you're talking about. I know how you're feeling. I got to do some work over the years with my dad. He was a drummer with the Deutschmeisters back in the day. And over the years, sat in with him. I played trumpet at that time. And then in the Ray Dronnell Band, we did some jobs where we were short a drummer. And dad would play along. And there's something really special about being able to play with your family on the set like that. And experience the fun, like you say, to see the people dancing by, enjoying the music. It's indescribable, I would say.
Yep, it's just a different experience. The Deutschmeisters, we got to touch base a little bit. Vince was good friends with Butch Wolf, and so he played concertina with them, so we kind of got to know that family a little bit also. But, yeah, like I say, it's not just people. It's a lot of friends. You get around, and there's just friends everywhere.
You bet. So. You bet. So back in the days, earlier days, who were the bands that you liked to follow or listen to when you weren't working? Who were the bands you'd care to mention?
Well, we did a lot with Shuft. Shuft was in the Fairmont area, Fulda area, quite often in Worthington Coliseum. So quite a bit with Shuft, and we've had Frank Milmers played horns with us, which is kind of awesome. We got to rub elbows and play together. But Elmer Scheid, you know, all the New Ulm stuff. In the later years, we got into Dorschner, you know, coming to Duncan and whatnot. So Ivan Kale.
Yep.
Ivan Kale was a big influence. That a lot of people say my horn sounds like the Ivan, but he was twice the musician I ever was. But it's just... Ivan was such an easy listening band.
Yes.
So
true. So true. How about you, Adam? Growing up, who were the bands that you like to look up to or idolize? Who would you mention?
Well, it's funny because all those bands that Dad listed off are arrangements that we have that try and emulate those bands.
Okay.
And those are bands that, you know, there's not many people my age that have record and cassette players, but I do, and I listen to those bands. I have all their recordings. So the Ivan Kale Band, Jerry Shuft, Earl Schmidt orchestras, Ray Dorschner. As far as a live band goes, there was no band, in my opinion, that had the energy and the musicianship that the Ray Dorschner and the Rainbow Valley Dutchman had. Their energy, if you listen to some of the live VHS tapes of them at Ellsworth Polka Fest,
yep.
Holy buckets. They had that crowd just roaring.
Absolutely.
But as a concertina player, I was partial to, following, Carl Hartwig and the Country Dutchman, mm-hmm. and Brian Briggan. Brian played my wedding.
Okay.
So
I was really partial to those guys because and Phil Ebel and Kevin Liss, you know, those are guys that, in my opinion, Larry Rashavi, that really played concertina well. You know, Gary Brigham as well. They really played concertina well, and there's something about being able to play concertina and then being able to play concertina well with a band. That's a totally different, you know, John Dietz, he's another one.
Absolutely.
Boy, you hear John with his three-piece group, he plays concertina way differently than when he has his Brewers band.
Yep.
So, to me, that's just, it shows how talented they are.
You bet. Well, people are always interested. What concertinas do you have these days?
I have a Stradivarius 00 octave E flat. Kind of sounds like the Ray Dorschner box.
Okay.
And then I have a Hengel B flat and a Hengel C, and it's kind of they're kind of both put together. The B flat has new reeds from Jerry, but the exterior is my grandpa's old C. And then the C that I have is a brand new exterior, but it's the old C reeds that my grandpa has.
Okay. And I'm sure you use a certain one with the horns, probably the B flat or whatever, and then use the C or something for solos?
Yeah, we kind of do. We kind of have a lot of mixture in that aspect. You always used to be you would try and have the E flat and the B flat with the horns because you're trying to keep the horns in more flats and you know not mm-hmm. so many sharps. But all those new Alm bands, that's all they played was sharps.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, Scheid and Schuft and all them. You know, they played a lot of sharps.
Yep.
So we have a really wide mixture.
You do. Well, that's awesome. Well, guys, we've kind of winding down on time, so I'm going to save a little time to play some music by Adam and the Jolly Jammers. But when we get to this time of the program, I'd like to ask for a special memory. So, Ron, let's start with you. Any special memory that you'd care to share with the listeners today?
Oh, like I mentioned, just being on the bandstand with my family was probably my favorite memory. There's a ton of old memories from different ballrooms and Japanese gardens in Flanders, South Dakota, and you know how the ballrooms used to really cater. But my still favorite memory is just being able to play with the family.
There you go. Very good. How about you, Adam? What have you got for us?
I'm actually going to take this opportunity to, it was a special memory kind of for my uncle. My uncle, Myron Milbauer, has done a lot of arranging for our band. And played with our band a lot, done every single recording with us. And here, what was it, a month or two ago, in April, he was inducted into the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. So it's kind of neat to see that and have a fellow band member and family member be inducted into that. So it just kind of goes to show. You know, I may not play concertina the best or whatever, but hey, we had a really good arranger behind it.
Absolutely. And I can share that sentiment with you because I've had the opportunity to perform with Myron on a couple of recordings as well. And so I know the great musician that he is, what you're talking about. And yeah, that's very special.
Yep.
You bet. Well, with that, guys, going to let you get back to your fun time out there at El Rancho. I want to take this opportunity to thank you. Very special having you both on this Father's Day weekend. And like I've told you in the past, if the good Lord's willing, you and I are here down the road, we'll do it again sometime. How's that?
That sounds wonderful. And you keep September 6th in mind. You said you never got to drum with us, so we're going to be at the St. Augusta Legion.
Oh, really?
Come join us.
That sounds like an invite. You bet. I will we'll see if we can keep that one open. Awesome. Well, guys, if you can hang on the phone here, I'll talk to you off the air. But have yourself a great Sunday afternoon, and we'll talk to you off the air. All right?
Sounds great.
Thank you.
If you need any
any help with the rain gauge, you just go over there and talk to Bob.
Okay, we'll do that. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right.
And there they go. Adam Sandhurst and his dad, Ron Sandhurst, our 557th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. 14 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Adam and the Jolly Jammers in just moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 556th edition here of our Musicians Come and Play program. And what a fun one it was. Yes, Ron and Adam Sandhurst, father and son there, joining us from their campsite at El Rancho Manana. And just fun people. Get a chance to get out and see them. They mentioned that September 6th, they're going to be at St. Augusta Legion. Should be a fun time. Well, we're going to get into the music of Adam and the Jolly Jammers right now with a nice old-time polka off of their most recent release, Lost and Found, Volume 5, one called the Grain Belt Polka. Thank you. Great number there by Adam Sandhurst and the Jolly Jammers, one called the Green Belt Polka. Could hear Ron on the trumpet there, also Adam on the concertina. Some great music for you. Right now we're going to put Adam to work. I love this number. It's one called Boots Landler. Adam Sandhurst on the concertina solo there, Adam and the Jolly Jammers with one called Boots Landler, taking us to 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport and now St. Joe. Jeannie sending me information says, Happy Father's Day to all the dads from Jeannie B's Tours. Summer and fall is packed with tour itineraries, including river cruises, musical shows, casinos, national parks, and unique sightseeing excursion. An extended flyout tours include the awesome Panama Canal Cruise, Alaska Call of the Wild Land Tour, Alaska Cruise Tours, Ireland, Germany, Hawaii, Canadian Rockies, and Glacier Park, Fall Colors of New England, and the Holland Rhine River Cruise. Call Jeannie B's Tours 320-345-1581 for flyout tour details. Register now for fun one-day adventures to Jasper's Theater shows, Greece at the Chan Hassen. Minications include the two-day Northwoods Escape Days or the Up North Shore. That includes Duluth, Two Harbors, Grand Marais, and all the North Shore. Must-sees. The Apostle Islands are a great four-day minication. Jeannie B's has a trip for just for Dad, Mom, and anyone wanting to hop on board the Jeannie B's motor coaches with them. Call Jeannie B's Tours tomorrow, 320-345-1581 to save your seats. As Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. Again, that's all for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport and now St. Joe, Minnesota. Jeannie B's proudly bringing us our first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Old time polka time coming up with Adam Sandhurst and the Jolly Jammers. Here's one called the At the Mill Polka.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jolly Jammers, one called At the Mill Polka. And boy, those are some classic old-time numbers recorded by some great bands over the years. Yes, Jerry Schuft, Elmer Scheid, all of those bands, and Adam right there with them. 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 64 our temperature here in Albany. Here's a modern number, one called Yellow Bird. Yeah, nice two-step number there, modern number by Adam and the Jolly Jammers, one called The Yellow Bird. And I know Lawrence Welk had a big recording of that back in the days. Well, Adam and the Jolly Jammers, they do all sorts of music. And here's a nice old-time schottische. You don't get to hear a schottische very often. It's one called the Holtz Auction Schottische. Thank you. Adam and the Jolly Jammers, a nice old-time schottische there, the Holtz Auction Schottische. And back in my going-out days, used to go to a lot of dances. That was one of our fun dances, was to get another couple and do a good old-time schottische. You bet. Fun times there. 27 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. And he is located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. It helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, always with a nice inventory of brand-new Hustlers on hand. And my goodness, with all the rain we've been getting here, you need a good lawnmower to get that lawn mowed. We've been mowing usually every 4 or 5 days right now. We've got the sprinkler system in, and then with the rain filling in, boy, that grass is really growing, and we've got a nice thick lawn, and that Hustler is what you need to maintain that beautiful lawn. Now, of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models, so he can change your lubricants, belts, and hoses, sharpen your blades. Kevin also accepts trades, and he'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call. Make sure that he's home, that he's not out in the field cutting hay or cultivating corn or doing something in the fields. Give him a call, 320-363-7459. He's a busy guy, but does a great job. The last time I was out there a couple of weeks ago, he said he's backed up about 2 weeks on repair work because just so many people have been finding out what a great job he does on repair work. And, you know, he's a one-man band, kind of does all the crops and everything. But then when he gets time, he gets after those machines and gets them all tuned up as well. Now, also, exciting news from Kevin's. He took on the Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment line a couple years back. So he has handheld blowers, backpack blowers, chainsaws, pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more. And they're all powered by that 56-volt lithium battery. Again, just give Kevin a call. Make sure he's there. He'll be happy to show you that full line of equipment, 320-363-7459. And yes, I was using mine the other day again, and that weed trimmer, just lots of power and really nice to keep that lawn trimmed up. It just makes the whole lawn look nice when you've got it trimmed. So Kevin's Countryside bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 26 minutes before the hour of 1, temperature at 64 degrees. Time for just a couple more selections. Here's one of my favorite old-time polkas, Adam and the Jolly Jammers with the Round and Round Polka. Thank you. Isn't that a nice polka tune? Or, yeah, the Round and Round Polka. Adam and the Jolly Jammers, that comes off of his third CD, 2009 Premium Old Time Music. And, yeah, we never did get into that in the interview, but Adam does have five CDs available. And the first one, Adam and the Jolly Jammers, Keeping the Tradition. Then was Adam and the Jolly Jammers, Memories Are Precious. Then his third recording, Premium Old Time Music with Adam and the Jolly Jammers, Volume 3. Then his Volume 4, Going Back to My Homeland, and Adam and the Jolly Jammers. And then finally, his latest recording, Lost and Found, Volume 5, Adam and the Jolly Jammers. Some great stuff for you. And we have all of those available if you'd like to have some that you can take home and listen to. Well, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Here's another pretty Landler tune. It's one called The Premium Landler. Comes off of his 2009 Premium Old Time Music release. Sandhurst and the Jolly Jammers with one called The Premium Landler, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.